This piece was brought to you by Roberta's. Roberta'sPizza.com.
Full service.
Welcome to Full Service Radio. Getting a direct stare from that dude at the table. It's been a minute since anybody's grilled me like that. This is Full Service Radio. Thanks for joining us again. We're on heritageradionetwork.org, and we're here every single Thursday from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m., and then subsequently blasted out into iTunes and on the Heritage Radio Network.org archives. Today, as we record, it's a lovely August Thursday evening. I have no idea what it's like for you right now as you listen in the future, but what you're about to get into, I think you'll enjoy very much. This is Jackson Whalen. He is not only a producer and a DJ, but a lyricist. He comes to us courtesy of previous guest Matt Heff. I'm excited for this set. Checked his stuff out recently and really dug it, so we're going to listen to him for about 45 minutes. We'll come back and chat. There's always lots to chat about. Quick announcement before the show starts. There is a massive, massive, massive HeritageRadioNetwork.org website launch party September 21st for free at Roberta's in the backyard. We're going to turn it out from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. A lot of full-service DJs. Gunwash is going to be recording live. All the hosts will be there. Definitely come. So, without further ado, this is Jackson Whalen for Full Service Radio. We'll be back in about 45 minutes to chat with him. Keep it locked.
What's up, y'all? This is Jackson Whalen. Shout out to Heritage Radio. It's my homie Jade Cicada on this track right here. Peace. To my homie B Rhythms on this one, y'all.
Ready or not?
homies today. This is Essex and Yeti. Look out for these two bad boys.
Commune at open heart sky, bare feet, Mother Earth, you're missing out while we're blissing out on my mama's couch for now. But the Kickstarter page is getting ready, plus I'm knitting medicine pouches for my Etsy. Hold space and check me, hashtag future ashram. Till then I'm blessed with a backyard wigwam. Welcome to the Osh Mom. Drop in 24/7 kirtan with my ascended homie Bhagwan. Snag, you can call me Yogi Jackson. People are blogging about my selflessness and compassion. Sitting with my heart sisters, fasting. Aromatherapy, got the Ram Dass be here now, blasting. Law of attraction, goddess, what's your astrology? Are you feeling me? I mean like spiritually? I think we were meant to be, like the Mayan prophecy. Obviously, since we're about health food and numerology. Snag, open up the huddle. Smudging in another brother, joining in the subtle cuddle puddle. Uh-oh, Here comes my tantric lover. She's got some sage, a rattle and a feather, covered in Buddha butter. Getting friendly with the yoga instructor, talking Robert Bresny. Everyone, it's time for a vegan supper. Snack.
Just breathe.
Snack.
What was your past life?
Snack.
What's your spiritual name?
Snack.
And your aura to my chakras.
Sacred gong. Before we eat, everybody has to sing a song. Holding hands, sing along, sing it strong. Chanting om to the food, clothing optional, I'm nude. Potluck vegan feast, seitan kale and yeast. It's all gluten free, no dairy, bringing in the chia seeds. Honoring the goji berry. Green algae, green algae, green algae. Spirulina, here we go, dinner's ready. Sharing circle, everybody checking in. Are you in the present moment? Where have you been? Are my brethren accessing the feminine? And sisters, are you forgiving the masculine? Before we imbibe, let us take the time to arrive. Just dive inside, don't be shy. Is it your time to cry? You just might, and that's alright. Shashanti's turn to share her past life regression rebirth mandala tonight. Food soon to follow. Burn the Palo Santo from Kripalo. Put on the new record by Nako. Now let's eat. Aho. Snack.
I'm blocking my energy centers.
Snack.
So open right now.
Snack.
Where's my Ganesha?
Snack. Up with the soda can by the vegetable bus. Ah, Brother Bindi stepping forward to reestablish our trust. Nonviolent communication is a must.
Shout out to Mr. Liff on this one, y'all.
It's Rap City, and this rap's a rap city jazz symphony, moving essential energy through this grid critically. Every city commemorating activity quite rapidly. Half-mast flags staining the collective memory, sliding through the streets. Delivery and a strategy. Dark night, bright with electricity. Swiftly, no hiding or disguising. An inevitable uprising. Fog descends over the city lights. Orange smoke shining, percolating the mind. Taking action in perfect timing. Stargazing, stars aligning. Aren't we sick of abiding to the disguises that keep us from shining? The information I carry, they try to bury the extraordinary.
So we're teleporting very carefully from A to B.
The jewels we hold ain't plain to see.
A portal to a vacancy to all we can explain and see.
An alternate modernity
that doesn't peddle fear to me.
The masses will adhere to these.
It's life without credit scores, ending wars. Death profiteers fear, wanna stop us right here. But I move so elusive, gigawatt conducive. If slaves can slip the nooses, the master's whips are useless.
The more I see in every proximity, infinite vicinity. Visually catching oppression in my daily imagery. And locally I'm focusing to bring about some synergy. Nothing will hinder me, even if they get rid of me. Sentence me, but I've been writing sentences since I first began to see. Such an abrupt abduction of our rights and data vital to life. Verbalize the light, lift
check,
up the mic.
Both of us sailing, wall scaling, we're willing. Inhaling the day in, exhaling the night. Impaling the plight, you can't limit my sight. Cause we see what was intended to be, then take flight. We reach beyond worlds, with horizon curls. Gently cradling the earth's contours, where man's laws fall short to something greater. We're kings, my forefinger ring is the equator. We gift you this data.
Full service.
We'll be right back.
That is Jackson Whalen ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Full Service Radio. We really enjoyed that set here in the studio. Thank you, sir.
Yo.
There was a lot of real hip-hop happening right there.
Cool.
Yeah. We appreciate that here.
I appreciate that.
You can get nice and close to the mic. And
I appreciate that.
I'm going to start this interview as I always do on HeritageRadioNetwork.org, a proud, mostly food talk radio station that intersects in all other kinds of weird places like we are right now. And I want to know what the best meal you had this year was. If you can think back.
It's hard to recollect any other meal than this pizza I'm chewing right now. But when I moved to New York in 2009, my aunt's a pastry chef at a restaurant called Lartusi in the West Village.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
Joe Campanelli, the co-owner, has a show here.
So, yeah, Gabe Thompson is my second cousin, I guess. And whenever I go there, because there's a family thing happening, they just, like, feed me so much. And it's always my favorite meal. And the food there is just so good. I used to work there.
I had no fucking idea, dude.
It was really, yeah. That meal is just such a formidable experience for my life.
What did you do at Lartusi?
I was bussing tables.
No doubt.
I went right down the street. I went to the New School. So I had that for a while.
I'm sure you end up learning about wine and food too just by working there, right?
Yeah, they do staff meeting every day. They're pretty vigilant about it all, so it's good.
Did you have any food work experience before then?
Yeah, I mean, in addition to my music, I've always been sort of doing bussing tables because it's like I don't have to fill my mind with things that a waiter or waitress would, but able to still help out and make some money.
For sure. So no interest in making the jump to the waiter though?
No, I'm a musical waiter.
The fuck's with that?
That's my goal, at least.
Serve beats? Yes, sir. What's in your fridge right now?
Oh man, it's looking kind of sad in there. There's a lot of sauces on the side panel, like when you have sriracha and mayonnaise and all those sauces and you haven't done groceries in a long time but you still have all those sauces. And then there's a ripe tomato from the McCarran Park. Actually, it's not ripe anymore. They have a cool farmer's market at McCarran Park and there's some tomatoes in there. It's pretty much it though, man. It's really sad.
Sriracha.
Been on the move, but
it's a sriracha tomato sandwich kind of evening.
Yeah.
Over at Jackson Whalen's house.
Yeah. Exclusively.
Last food question. I want to know what your earliest childhood food memory was.
Oh, wow. It's going to take me a while to conjure this up. Oh. Before I went to school every morning, my mom always made me chocolate toast and milk. There's something about it. The combo was awesome. I remember that's kind of the first thing that comes to my mind.
It's so simple, but it's a very good answer. The answers are always really simple. Like when we're young, it doesn't take much to impress.
Yeah.
I like the best meal of the year versus the childhood meal. They're always totally different ends of the spectrum. Well, you survived food round. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You have a really fucking fascinating bio, and I want to touch on a lot of it. But what I'm most interested to hear right now, first off the bat, you performed at the UN headquarters?
Yeah.
What's the story behind that?
So when I was growing up in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, which is it's kind of like the whole county, Berkshire County, is based around tourism a lot, and there's not really much, or in the past there hasn't really been much of a focus on the youth, what youth can do, and in the last 10 years this organization called Railroad Street Youth Project came together as a non-for-profit and started providing opportunities for young people in that county. And I used to go there and play Xbox, and it happened to be where I discovered hip-hop because I was hanging out with a community there. And through the years, they started to get involved with the NGOs at the UN planning the International Day of Peace. And I had just started making music around that time. And
so how old were you then?
I was, 17 when I first performed there. Yeah. For the International Day of Peace, which is September 21st every year. So that's what got me into it, is being involved with this youth organization in a town where there needed to be a youth organization. I don't know what I would be doing if that didn't kind of catalyze me to bigger things,
It's an incredible story, and I mean, it's quite the gig to put on your resume. I mean,
it was
also
weird, man. I mean, it's not a musical place.
Right.
people are kind of sitting there and you have no idea what their reaction is. And at the end, it was really good. And there were a lot of kids there and stuff. It was cool.
Amazing. But, you know, in addition to that, you've opened up for, like, Slick Rick.
Yeah, actually, my buddy Greg, who's sitting next to me, helped throw that show.
No doubt.
Yeah, it was a Planet Cognac show. Slick Rick, yeah, I used to listen to him when I was young up to now. And it's cool to meet him for a second.
I mean, that's a really cool one, actually. Well, I'm interested. I mean, you're only, what, 24, 25?
24, yeah.
24. And obviously, growing up on hip-hop, and a lot of the vocals here we heard were you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How much of what you do is rooted in hip-hop, and then how much is on more of a, like, left-field electronic experimental side?
Right now, it's about 50-50, I would say. I started out hip-hop, and I'll always come from that perspective of hip-hop and kind of the value system that hip-hop is. But yeah, I was unavoidably sucked into the vortex of the electronic music world around like 2009, 2010. My buddies threw a festival called The Big Up, and it just exposed me to a whole new world of music that I just couldn't control being influenced by. A lot of my close friends are creating that exclusively, so I'm kind of like I'm like the hip-hop guy in an electronic scene, you know?
I like that. Yeah, toeing both waters, right? can you remember some of the first, like, producers or DJs or tracks that you heard that kind of made you think, whoa, I should be doing some of this?
Well, when I discovered hip-hop, it was this album by De La Soul called Artificial Intelligence. And then from that, I just got turned on to, like, Illmatic and Lauryn Hill and the Fugees. I think she was, like, really talented on that album and still is. Those were kind of my three, like, hip-hop influences to begin with. And then I was listening to Pretty Lights in 2007 or 8 when I was still pretty young, and he was probably pretty young and just starting to give his music out for free online. And then Bass Nectar back in the day, too, was super cool. That was, like, kind of my first electronic dose.
Got it. And here you are now, producing a lot. Like, you're prolific. The connection came from Matt Heff, who knew you through DubSpot, right?
Yeah.
And how much has DubSpot kind of helped? I mean, everybody that comes on the show that has gone seems to really credit it with a lot of their growth.
Yeah, I think that the people who are there, who show up and teach and help the place run from day to day, create a really awesome community. And I think that that'll always thrive. It's just like, you know, I can give my music to DJs every single day, and new classes are starting all the time. So there's constantly like a community of students moving in and out, but there's also people who are there in the long term who you can build longer relationships with.
For sure.
And I've only been there for like 2 months. And,
wow. Stop,
yeah, and
really?
Like I only met Matt 2 months ago, and he's already a good friend.
See,
you know?
So it's things happen already,
yeah.
Right.
Shout out to Dub.
Very cool. Do you have any projects coming out? I know you have a few shows coming up.
Yeah. Projects. August 17th, I'm releasing an album that's mostly instrumental called Pivotal Frequencies. So, yeah, that's my most... It's coming up real soon. I'm premiering a single on the 10th, which is next Monday with thedankles.com. Yeah, but the 17th is when it's dropping.
Very cool. And people can find you online by just Googling Jackson Whalen, pretty much. But
yeah, I've been pushing my SoundCloud a lot. I just like it. It's really straightforward. So yeah, go to my SoundCloud. Stuff that I haven't released anywhere else is on there, and stuff will be being channeled through there. Yeah.
Dope. Well, thank you for coming by, man. Thank you for getting on the mic, which is not something people do here very often.
Cool.
Find this man's music. Jackson Whalen, that's Whalan for those of you just wearing headphones or driving or, you know, not...
I thought it was E-N. No, it's A-N. Most people think it's E-N.
Wow, you got me. Thanks for coming on, dude.
Thank you, man. You're awesome.
One more song to close the show with, right?
Let's do it. I'll launch a clip.
Perfect. And in the meantime, I will thank you for tuning in. I'll thank Declan for engineering. And thank him for all his help, man. I don't even know if this might be the last show of the summer, but we might have to do another bonus one just to send this kid off. But he's been a huge help in the past few months, booking a lot of these guests and introducing me to a lot of these people. So I appreciate that, Keto. Gunwash is up next. A very, very fun Gunwash coming up. If you like this program, consider donating or making some kind of small donation to heritageradionetwork.org. We're our scrappy little studio out here with cables that don't really reach across the room and all kinds of holes that need to be patched up. So anything you can contribute, please consider it. We will see you guys soon. FullServiceParty.com for more. This is Jackson Whalen with one more track. Peace.
So much.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit.
To donate
and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.